A guest joining us here on the phone this morning, and it's going to be an opportunity for folks to learn a little bit about their pocketbooks, well, and their bellies, I hope, or at least their healthy attitudes and things here coming up on January 19th and 26th, a couple of different sessions at the Health and Wellness Center in Anita. This is a session called Small Steps to Health and Wealth. Now, Barb Fuller joins us here on our program this morning, and Barb is taking care of, I guess, kind of the health section of that, right?
I am. The first session will focus primarily on health.
Well, that's a pretty broad subject. That's like saying I want to study medicine. There are a lot of specialties within that. What are you going to tell us about?
Well, it is small steps to health and wealth. So how those small things that we can change every day will make a large impact in our life. So right now with New Year's resolutions, people have resolutions to lose weight or eat healthier. So how to make those a little more defined, what those small steps are, what it is to eat healthier, or what it takes to lose a certain number of pounds.
Now, some folks, Barb, might take a look at that and say health and wealth. The only things those two things have really in common are that they rhyme. Other than that, how do you put the two together?
Well, they do really go together. Financial problems can negatively impact health, and poor health can negatively affect personal finances. So we hope to help people see how those work together and what problems can develop over time if one or the other is out of control.
So is this kind of a practical application? We all know it's good to live a healthy lifestyle, but is this kind of practically applying it to our lives?
Yes. So each of the classes, they're different classes, so I will be doing the first one. Mary Beth Kaufman will do the second one. Each one has five different strategies. These are pared down from 20, some from the original program that Rutgers University developed. But how they impact your life. So how these small steps, it kind of sounds redundant, but to work on these things, break them down, figure out what needs to work for you to positively impact both your health and your wealth.
Okay. Well, now I don't want you to give away all the secrets, can you maybe pick one of those items and kind of give us an idea of what to expect that evening?
Well, the first one on health, of course. So if you look at substituting low-fat or lower-calorie foods, instead of jumping right away from something that's a high-fat or a high-calorie food to fat-free that doesn't taste very good, maybe making a small step. Instead of whole milk, maybe the next step is 2% milk, and the next step is 1% milk, and then the next step, the goal would be skim milk, which reduces your calories by half, and your fat goes from a lot to very little. So again, stepping down, making gradual changes. When you make big changes, drastic things, sometimes they don't stick. There's all kinds of diet plans and diet pills and diet everything. Most of those take drastic changes, and once you stop making those changes and didn't make those small steps to make it easier, it's harder to stay with it.
Is it a lot of habit, Barb, in making bad choices, or is it really those cravings that we deep down do have?
It's probably some of both. Habits are things that you're just used to. You go to the grocery store and you pick up the same thing. You give a kid $20 every time they ask for some money to go to a ball game or a movie, or they need something, and you always give them $20 when maybe they only need $10. So that can negatively impact your family finances, but that's just your habit. You just give them $20 without thinking about it. You just buy the same brand or the same thing at the grocery store without thinking about it.
We're just enabling sometimes.
Sometimes. And making those small things to make those changes easier, just to think about it a little bit. Making some changes that will stick with you because you've made, again, these small steps, but to take them one at a time and really analyze what you're doing, what you're eating, where you're spending money. Where does each 65 cents leak out of your budget for food? You know, do you buy a cup of coffee? Do you buy a soda when you could have brought it from home? Do you go out to eat? You know, those things are maybe not a good healthy choice, but also have a lot of leaks in your budget.
It would be difficult to do because so many of us live life on the road and on the run, but if we actually did, even just say take a week and write down every penny that we spend and what we spent it on, I bet there'd be a lot of money involved in food that we'd take a look at and scratch our heads if we really seriously saw the numbers.
It is. If you, you know, stop and fill up your car with gas and you get a candy bar or a bag of chips or an extra soda or something while you're in there paying for it, you know, there is a couple dollars here and a couple dollars there. It really does add up.
Are these the type of exercises that you talk to folks about at all?
Yes. In the first week, they'll get a tracker so that they will track food and finances. And then when the second week when they come back, we'll take a look at those. And just by the act of writing it down, you're exactly right, what you said a little bit ago. Sometimes when you write it down, you suddenly realize what it is you ate or how much you spent or where all that money went. Just by writing it down, sometimes it looks different on paper.
So when we come back that second week, will you slap my hand really hard?
No,
oh,
we
okay.
will not punish anyone. But it just gives a chance for people to look at it. And the first week, we'll also have people set goals. And we want them to set short, measurable goals. Not that in a week I'm going to lose 50 pounds. That's unrealistic. That's not going to happen. We don't even want you to lose 10 pounds. We want you to write a goal of, I'll eat 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, if that's something that you don't do very well. Or I'm going to go out and walk 10 minutes twice a day, if it's something that you don't do. So something that's just, again, a small step, something that you can do in a week, something that's measurable, something that you can look at.
We all get so caught up in that, how I look in the mirror and how many pounds I weigh on the scale and stuff. And sometimes it's just about, how do you feel?
That's right. So eating better, getting a wider variety of foods. So we have My Plate Now as something to look at. It's half your plate, got fruits and vegetables at most of your meals in a day. Do you get out and get some activity when you can? When it's been such a nice winter, not winter weather, nice to get out a little bit when you can. And if it's something that the weather is not good to be outside, are there things that you can do inside? Just being a little bit more physically active, getting up and moving doesn't mean you have to go run marathons, but just to get up and get out of that chair and walk around.
You bet. And be able to do it without gasping for air.
That's right.
Just a healthy lifestyle and all. And that'll help in a lot of different ways. So really, when you tie it all together like that, Barb, health and wealth really do have some things in common. For one, you know, you can't just get healthy overnight, and you can't just get wealthy overnight, short of the lottery, of course. But, you know, it's one of those things where it takes a plan, it takes discipline, and it takes time.
It does, and that's one thing we'll work on, even though these programs are just a week apart, and we'll set a goal to work on. We want people to think about, you know, something that they can do in a month's time or 3 months' time instead of just saying, oh, I'm going to do it, and then it just becomes impossible. How are those steps going to get you there? So looking at small changes, small steps.
Well, this probably comes at the right time of the year because so many people after the first year like to make those New Year's resolutions. And as you said up front, a lot of times those types of things are just unrealistic. This, with a plan put together and reasonable goals and expectations, can really take the place of those resolutions. And for the first time maybe in your life, you might be able to follow through on some of those.
That's right. So it's January, the middle of January. Hopefully people are still stuck to some resolutions. And if we think of them more as goals and break them into manageable chunks, hopefully they can do it.
Very good. You can't shovel the whole sidewalk with one scoop, can you?
Nope, that's right.
I shouldn't have said that. We don't have to shovel right now, do we?
Not right now.
Coming up on, again, those sessions are January 19th and January 26th are the two sessions. It's a two-part workshop. They do ask you to register ahead, though, by January the 16th so they can plan. Now, the workshops will be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. each of those days, and early registration is $15 total for both sessions if you do it up front. Now, at the door, it'll be $10 for each workshop that you attend, and you can get those registration forms at the Health and Wellness Center in Oneida, the Cass County Extension office here in Atlantic. You can also go online to the Cass County Extension website to pick those up. And not only that, but you get to spend an evening with Barb. She's a really nice gal.
Well, thank you so much. And that's one way we're going to start people by thinking about their finances. So if they pre-register, it's $15. If they don't, it's $20. So you save $5 by registering ahead of time. We have, last I heard, about 25 people registered so far. We can probably 20 or 25 will fit in that room. So it's not we've got plenty of room to grow, but we do have not an infinite number. People need to be able to fit into the room.
Great. Well, we're already starting the lesson then, aren't we?
We are.
Saving $5. Very good. Well, Barb, thanks a lot for your time and good luck. I hope you get a real good crowd for the workshops. And it sounds like folks will really pick a lot of good things out of this.
I think so.